Right. Good evening, everyone. Just to continue a little bit in the halachos concerning the Seder, so we find ourselves tonight in Siman Kuf Yotes, Sif Zayin, Mekitzer Ayit, the Acharkach, Notal Kezayis Maror. So remember, again, we've been going through the order of the Seder the last couple of evenings. So then he goes up to the Seder, now up to Maror. So a person takes a Kezayis of Maror, V'cheinu Nosin L'chol Echad Mibnei Beiso. And so to a person gives out to all the members of the household, everyone around the table, a Kezayis of Maror, V'tovlo Becharoses. We then take the maror and we go ahead and we dip it in the charoses. Umenaer esa charoses me'ala. But a very important halacha is that you are supposed to shake the charoses off the maror. We spoke about this on Shabbos Shuva. The charoses, interestingly enough, is actually not a food that is consumed at the Seder. At no point in time do we eat charoses. If you want to eat charoses during your meal, that's certainly your prerogative. But charoses is not consumed as a food item, as part of the Seder. So when you take the maror, we dip the maror ultimately into the charoses, but one must shake off the charoses. Why? Shelo yispatal tam hamaror. Because if you go ahead and you eat the maror together with the charoses, that sweetness of the charoses will negate either the bitterness or the blandness of the maror. Therefore, we dip, we discuss this on Shabbos extensively, we dip, the Gemara says, because of kappa, because in Talmudic times, there was some type of caustic or acidic or negative taste associated with the maror. So therefore, they used to neutralize it with the charoses. So you dip it a little bit, but then you shake it off. Umevarech al achilas maror, and we make the bracha of al achilas maror, v'ochlo b'lo hesseib. And of course, we eat the maror without reclining. And the logic, of course, of that is because, remember, the maror represents the servitude. The maror represents the shibud. Hesseib, or reclining, represents freedom. Therefore, when consuming the maror, one does not recline. Achar kach notel min ha-matzah tachtona, gam kin kizayis v'gam kizayis maror. So now, again, then after maror, of course, we're up to korech, where we go ahead and we make the sandwich. So we take some maror, we take some matzah, v'nochol metovlo gam kin. So again, we dip the sandwich in the charoses, but the charoses does not go on the sandwich. People sometimes get a little bit carried away with the condiments. Right? So the idea is the sandwich is dipped in the charoses, but the charoses is not piled onto the sandwich at all. Again, just simply dipped. You shake it off afterwards. You put the mar inside the matzah. This is what Hillel did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And the korech sandwich, you do eat reclining. Now remember again that this is interesting because the korech sandwich includes mar also. We just said before that we do not recline when we eat mar. So why are we reclining when we do the korech sandwich? So remember, it's a simple distinction. Because when we eat the sandwich, we are recreating or reliving the way Hillel consumed the Karban Pesach. Hillel paskin that when the pasuk says al matzos umirorim yochlu, that you shall eat the Karban Pesach with matz and maror, Hillel understood that literally, that all three of those items, matzah, maror, Karban Pesach, were all actually eaten together. Therefore, we go ahead and we consume it all together as a remembrance of what Hillel did. And because that was the consumption of the Karban Pesach, Hillel would eat it pehesev, or reclining. Therefore, we eat it reclining as well. So maror by itself, which is a pure display of avdus, a pure display of shibud, a pure display of enslavement, ultimately is consumed without reclining. But the korech sandwich, which includes maror, but really is primarily focused on the Karban Pesach, is ultimately eaten in a reclining position. Rabbi Chanan ibn Akash Omer, Ratz Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezako, says, Yisrael Lefichach, Herba Lahem Tumitzo Shnei Amad, Nechafetz Man Sitko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.